good afternoon, and you're joining us for All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Liam Connors. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds, but first, our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
You've most likely heard of adaptive sports, where a traditional piece of equipment like a bicycle or a set of skis is altered in a way to better fit someone who needs it so that they too can access and enjoy the sport. Well, Sarah Vitale of Brattleboro took that concept and applied it to art. She is the founder of Angel Boy Art, and she joins us from Brattleboro to tell us more. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So first off, what is Angel Boy Art?
Angel Boy Art is a nonprofit organization that my family founded in 2006, inspired by our 9-year-old son who has a nervous system disorder. And it's all about adaptive art, and that includes physical, cognitive, emotional, and social things that we work on with kids in home for free.
Can I ask, what's your background?
I have always been a photographer. I've dabbled in many different mediums. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I'm working on a master's degree in mental health counseling. And I did quite a bit of mentoring in art therapy at Shriners Hospital for Children in Springfield, and have been very fortunate to be able to keep busy finding kids that need these in-home art therapy services and be able to provide free access and just volunteer my time and my skills.
It sounds like Angel Boy Art sort of came out of a necessity. Was there a void there when it came to art therapy that you tried to fill?
Yeah, I think there really was, and I think there still is. It's a growing field, but I think there's a pretty wide misconception about what art therapy is. It's not just about painting about feelings. There's much more that goes into it. We do a lot of DBT and CBT work, which is really helpful for the kids that are struggling emotionally. And it actually all started because my own son has a nervous system disorder, and he absolutely hated his stretches when he was just an infant, and strapping paintbrushes onto his hands and holding up a canvas while he was being stretched really took his mind off the stretching, and he started loving his therapy after that. And we just knew that it was something we could expand and bring to other kids.
What sorts of things are you adapting? Is it paintbrushes or other art supplies?
We started from the very beginning finding really creative adaptive toys that could provide benefits in the art therapy itself, but also be really fun for the kids. So, for example, we use a lot of feathers. Those are great for kids that don't have a whole lot of strength because they can really make a big impact with the feather and the paint. And then on the other hand, we use things like toilet brushes, which allow us to kind of progressively build in more strength into the exercises by repositioning the child's grip on the brush, because the further back you hold it, the heavier it sort of becomes. So there's really no limits to the imagination.
And how is Angel Boy Art funded?
We're funded mostly by grants and donations. Our online galleries have a very low commission for the artists that just allows us to pay for the website.
And you mentioned those online galleries. What sorts of things are for sale there?
We have all types of mediums. We have professional and amateur art from children, from adults, paintings, pottery, bracelets, just about any kind of medium you can imagine, even poetry and short stories.
And I understand each client is going to have different goals and different needs, but what's the underlying concept when it comes to Angel Boy Art therapy?
Typically, what I do is try to find projects that really speak to the goals of the care team that's already in place. For example, if I was working on cognitive skills, we would do art that focused around social interaction, eye contact, expressing feelings, expanding vocabulary and ways to talk about feelings. And the really underlying concept, I think, to what we do at Angel Boy Art is we allow the artwork to become an escape for the kids, so that when they're a little bit too stressed or it becomes too hard to talk about a subject, they have a means of escaping into the art that's still healthy and directed towards goals, but without the kids realizing that they're working towards goals because it's built so organically around their specific situation.
What's your greatest wish when it comes to Angel Boy Art?
My greatest wish for Angel Boy Art would be to see the public really engage with us in what we're trying to do. A big part of our mission is about breaking down stigmas that people have regarding kids with special needs and adults with special needs. And we do projects that are aimed at bringing people together, because hands-on experience with people with special differences really makes it easier to understand the situation and breaks down a lot of the stigmas in a much faster way than just looking at the art online. So that would be my biggest wish, would be to see more people really engage with us and come out to our projects and support us.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for telling us more about Angel Boy Art. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's really an honor.
That's Sarah Vitale. She's the founder of Angel Boy Art Therapy, based in Brattleboro, Vermont. You can find out more at vpr.net.